Have you ever wondered what was going on between the ears of your crush? Ever wondered where things are going with the guy you're dating? Are you dissatisfied with your love life? Are you happily attached but still want to improve things? If so, you have come to the right place. I am proud to share with you that your search is over. You are now listening to
What Is He Thinking?
What is he thinking?
What is he thinking?
The Dating and Relationship Podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. And now, without further ado, your host, Alexander B. Stevens.
Focus, promotion, placement, pricing, product, femininity. What's going on? This is Alexander B. Stevens, and I'm here to welcome you to the podcast that doesn't perpetrate or fraud, doesn't pander to you for profit, and doesn't tell you comforting lies, but instead gives you productive and constructive truths for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. This is What Is He Thinking? Last week, we talked about accountability, that nasty 14-letter word. And I tried to share with you that if you are a woman who really takes accountability for her actions, especially in her personal and romantic life, you will stand apart from the majority of women and men will look at you in a favorable light. I also tried to share with you that if you change your mindset and change your perspective so that when situations don't go right in your life, you think about how did you contribute to things not going the way you would like and what could you have done to make things better instead of pointing the finger, blaming a system, or sharing with everyone how you have been victimized and subconsciously trying to garner sympathy. I tried to pound home this message because of how empowering it could be for you to take your life by the horns and know that you are the captain of your own ship and your success or failure is because of you. So why not do all that you can do to ensure things ultimately end up the way in which you desire? So as we move forward with the mindset of accountability, last episode, I talked about how if you're a woman who wants a serious long-term monogamous relationship, more specifically marriage or pseudo common law marriage, that if you do not have that, especially if you are over the age of 30, then you have no one to blame but that person looking at you in the mirror when you brush your teeth every morning. So let's get into it. The top 5 reasons why you are single. Well, you could be dating, you could be in a situationship, or you could be in a dead-end relationship that's not going to last long. But these are the 5 reasons why you're not in that relationship you always wanted to be in. Now, before we get into it, I would just like to say that these reasons are not in any order of importance. And also, more than one reason can apply to your personal situation simultaneously and can combine and cumulatively be the reasons why you don't have the relationship that you truly desire. So let's get to it. Reason number 1, you are single because of focus. I touched on this in season 1 episode of the podcast entitled Work for Love, but I will briefly go over it again. Things that you place a priority on and things that you work for and focus on typically are the things that you accomplish and or acquire. Too many women, in my opinion, would like to be in a loving long-term relationship, but they don't really focus on it. They don't make it a priority. Many women especially don't make it a focus during the time period in their life in which finding a husband or getting into that long-term serious relationship would be the easiest, i.e. in their 20s. So if you reach 30 and you're not in the relationship that you want to be in, you reach 30 and you don't have that ring, is it because you put your education and your career before love? Is it because you weren't even thinking about really finding a husband? Is it because you were dating, but not dating with intention, just dating for fun, dating aimlessly, dating somebody because they're cute and not because they have husband-like qualities and they're cute? Where was your focus? Were you focused on getting degrees, or were you focused on making sure your love life was in order? Were you focused on maneuvering in corporate America and climbing the ladder? Or were you focused on maneuvering in the dating world, sorting through the trash, and finding your treasure? Were you focused on earning more degrees than a thermometer? Or were you focused on graduating from the single life and building your family? When it comes to dating, were you dating for fun or dating for your future? Were you focused on looks or focused on character? Were you focused exclusively on finances, or were you focused on finding somebody with the proper mindset, personality, worldview, and long-term goals so that you could be each other's fiance? Focus, focus, focus. In life, we tend to get what we prioritize and what we focus on. How can you expect to be married? How can you expect to have the man of your dreams if you never really focused on it? If it was always number 6, 7, 8 on your priority list, how did you expect it to happen? Your education didn't just fall in your lap. Your job didn't just fall in your lap. The money in your accounts didn't appear out of thin air. You earned that money. You earned that degree. You focused on getting into that career field, and you made it happen. What makes you think that one of the most important things in your life, or to many, the most important thing in your life, the love of your life, is just supposed to fall in your lap, is just supposed to happen, is just supposed to poof, appear without you focusing on it or prioritizing trying to get it? In my opinion, too many women think about finding the love of their life. Too many women think about getting married and finding a husband the same way that most people think about losing weight and getting in shape. Yes, it's something they want. Yes, it's something that they would like to happen, but they don't prioritize it. They don't focus on it. They don't make a plan. They don't intentionally discipline themselves to go through the steps necessary in order to lose the weight. They don't research diets and determine which one would be the easiest for them to follow. They don't meal prep. They don't set a time to work out. They don't get a trainer. They don't work out. They don't cut out the sugary drinks. They don't proactively focus or prioritize any of the things required in order to gain the outcome that they kinda sorta say that they want. Therefore, in most cases, they never achieve that outcome. So similarly to weight loss, too many women kinda sorta wouldn't mind finding the love of their life, but they focus on everything else besides finding a suitable mate to live with, father their children, and spend the rest of their life with. So reason number one why you are single, you're single because you didn't focus on becoming unsingle. You didn't focus on getting into the type of relationship that you want to be in. Before I move on, I'm gonna drop a disclaimer here because there are certain people in the audience that I just know have an issue with the last 5 minutes of this podcast. So let me just say this. Alexander B. Stevens never said that focusing on yourself is bad. I never said that focusing on getting a good education was bad. I never said that focusing on doing well in your career was bad. I never said that wanting to make money was bad. I also never said that all you should do is focus on boys. All you should do is focus on men, and you should neglect self-development, mental development, career development, or taking care of your finances. What I did say, rather what I am trying to say, is that neglecting to prioritize or focus on your love life is not going to give you the results that you want. I'm saying that you're single because you are unable to focus on more than one thing at a time. I'm saying that you're single because when you date, you focus on the more shallow or more materialistic things as opposed to the deeper, more important things and traits when looking for a mate. And finally, I'm saying you are not currently in the type of relationship that you've always wanted to be in because you put more focus on things and accomplishments that you won't care about if you were lying on your dying bed than things and people that you would most care about and most miss if you were living in your final days. Disclaimer concluded. Reasons number 2 through 5 that explain why you are single or why you're not in the type of relationship that you really want to be in is one of the core principles of marketing known as the 4 P's. Promotion, placement, product, pricing. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're sitting there like, I'm not an inanimate object. How can this marketing analogy, how can this marketing theory explain why I'm single? Well, first of all, no, you're not an inanimate object. No, you're not a product per se. But out here in the dating market, no one knows you. You're a stranger. People are making judgments off you and deciding whether they're going to give you a chance or not based off of surface level things and first impressions. Furthermore, the majority of women, despite how egalitarian our culture is shifting, still do not seek and approach men, but they wait to be approached. So how dissimilar is that from waiting for a certain type of customer to take you off the shelf, purchase you, and bring you home? Moreover, due to hypergamy, amongst other things, the majority of women want a minority of men, generally the top 20 to 30% of men. So due to supply and demand, if the demand for a certain customer is high and the supply of that type of customer is low, this causes competition and means there's going to be winners and losers. There's going to be products that go home with the right type of customer, products that go home with the wrong type of customer, and products that stay on the shelf until they expire. So, if this is the situation, what else is better to use than the core principles of marketing to deal with this situation and to explain why some women win, some women lose, and some women don't even get off the bench? Reason number 2 why you're single, or at least why you're not in the type of relationship you've always wanted to be in, is because of promotion. Promotion. What is your reputation amongst your friends, at your school, in your city? And what type of advertising are you doing for yourself, or are your friends and acquaintances doing on your behalf? Is word of mouth bad for you in your circles, around people you know, in your city? If so, this definitely is affecting your love life and could be the reason why you're not in the type of relationship you want to be in. If you have a history of chaotic relationships or using people or doing things that men in general don't like and word gets out, then you pretty much have no choice but to relocate or suffer the consequences of your reputation and your bad advertising, your bad promotion. How are your friends promoting you? Are they promoting you at all? Once upon a time, there was a good sector of society that found their significant other due to a friend or family member introducing them or setting them up. For whatever reason, in 2021, this doesn't happen as much as it used to, and I really don't understand why. If you have people in your life that know you well, love you, and want the best for you, A, if they like you so much, why would they come across somebody that they think would be great for you and not try to introduce the two of you? And B, why would you not ask them to set you up if they do so happen to have a family member, friend, or acquaintance that they think would mesh great with you? I don't understand. This is all a part of promotion. Are your friends part of the solution or part of the problem? Are your friends promoting you? Are they helping your reputation? Are they advertising for you so that the right customer can come your way? Are they bringing customers to the store and walking them down the aisle that you are on? Or are they sitting by idly, not helping you out, not putting a good word out there about you on the streets, wondering why you're still on the shelf, and generally not really being that good of a friend? And finally, how are you promoting yourself in the dating world? How do you portray yourself online? How many social media sites and or dating sites are you on? Online or in person, are you promoting yourself or portraying yourself as somebody that could take it or leave it when it comes to relationships? Are you promoting yourself as somebody who's looking for something long-term and serious? Are you advertising yourself as someone looking for fun, looking for a good time, looking for attention? How are you promoting yourself, or are you promoting yourself at all? How is a person supposed to buy a product that they don't know exists, or they don't know is for sale? Huh? Promotion matters. Before I move on to reason number three, once again, I gotta drop this here. Let's not get carried away with me using words like price and for sale and product, because of course, you're not literally for sale. And if you were, that would be illegal. So let's not get carried away. Let's not miss the big point that I'm trying to make. Reason number three why you are single, or at least you're not in the type of relationship that you want to be in, is placement. Something is wrong with your placement. I've noticed, especially as women get older, they do not put themselves in the proper environments to get what they want. They do not place themselves in the areas to be found by the type of guy they want to be found by. So, if you're not out where the shoppers are, if you're not where your primary desired customer is, how do you expect for him to approach you and sweep you off your feet? I've said this many times in my private life, and I will go ahead and bring it to the podcast, but unless the man of your dreams is the Amazon delivery guy or the food delivery guy, in order to have the best chance of becoming unsingle, you have to leave your house. Now, I know we have online dating these days, so I guess you don't have to leave your house in order to have a robust romantic life. But as most people will tell you, meeting somebody in person or while you're out living life usually results in a higher percentage of dates, and better candidates to get into a relationship with compared to completely relying on online dating and only going on dates with random strangers you found on Tinder, Instagram, Plenty of Fish, or OkCupid. So one of the reasons you're single is because you have poor product placement. You're hidden in your home on the couch next to a bottle of wine instead of out and about so you can meet new people or new people can meet you. Another way your placement could be causing you issues is that you desire a certain type of man, but you don't put yourself in position to come across that man naturally. You want an athletic guy, but you never go to the gym. You never go to the GNC. You never go to the beach. You never join or participate in a co-ed adult sports league. You don't even go to the games. How exactly do you expect to find an athletic guy if you are never physically in the areas that athletic people are going to reside? You want a rich guy, but when you go out alone, you go to the bar at Applebee's, Chili's. When you're out with your friends, you go to dive bars, house parties. You go where there aren't people with a lot of money, but you expect to snag you a guy that has a lot of money. How exactly is that going to work? You're looking for a guy with high Christian morals and character, but you show up to church late and leave early. You don't go to Bible study. You don't participate in the singles ministry. You aren't on ChristianMingle.com. Exactly how are you supposed to find this God-fearing man if you aren't where God-fearing men are? Your placement is off, and this is affecting your love life. Lastly, placement can also apply to your online dating sites of choice. If you're looking for a long-term serious relationship, what in the blank are you doing on Tinder? You're wasting your time. You would be more well-served being on a site that requires payment, because typically people that have to pay to online date are more serious daters. So eHarmony might work out better for you than free Tinder. Moreover, if you're serious about finding the love of your life, have you ever tried a matchmaker? Are you willing to spend the money and put yourselves in the places where the chances of success are greater? Or are you going to go the lazy, cheap route? Placement matters. Well, as I look at my wrist, we don't have time for me to finish what I wanted to start today. I'm only halfway through the material. We're only halfway through the list. So we're going to cut things short right here. And I will give you the second half of this information in approximately a week. So before I leave you, just want to recap what we've already discussed. This podcast is taken from an accountability standpoint, and I am showing you how you are the cause of your own singleness and or your own non-serious relationship because you, one, don't really focus and prioritize on finding a long-term love. 1B, because yes, you are dating, but you're dating the wrong type of men because you are focused on things that don't matter in the grand scheme of things or don't matter that much because you are focused on the wrong things when it comes to your potential mate selection. You're focused on shiny things and shallow things instead of things that help make a relationship work and ensure that that relationship will last. 2, you're single because your promotion is poor. Your friends aren't helping you out, you're not helping yourself out, or your past history is catching up to you in a negative way. In order to rectify these problems, you have to create a new history of positivity, move, talk to your friends and family, ask them if they would be willing to help set you up, and you also have to promote yourself to the correct audience and in a more proactive way. Next reason why you're single is because of placement. You don't go out. You go out, but you don't go out in locations where the type of men you want would be. How is a man supposed to find you if you're nowhere to be found? So that's what we've talked about so far today. And like I said, we'll finish up this list next time. Thank you for listening. Oh yeah, make sure to come back next episode to listen to the rest of this list because I have a surprise that you might like. All right, it was fun. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the podcast. Alexander B. thanks you for taking time out of your day to listen to what he has to say. Hopefully, you feel the information shared today has helped you get one step closer to understanding men and one step closer to the type of relationship you have always dreamed of. If this episode spoke to you or you indeed felt that it was helpful, please share it with your friends and followers on social media. And text the link to the episode to your inner circle of friends. If you have a future topic suggestion or need any clarification about anything that was shared during this episode, feel free to email the show at whatishethinking@gmail.com or follow and DM the show on Instagram at whatishethinking_podcast. Be clear and concise with your message and Mr. Stevens will do his best to accommodate you. Once again, we appreciate you lending us a listening ear, and we hope your tomorrow is better than your yesterday. Enjoy the rest of your week. The podcast that is here to help you win with men, signing off. Until we speak again.